Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 13th, 2016. Okay, let me start again. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 13th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 1065. Sisters and brothers, what we're coming to terms with is the reality that we have prophets. And that what they tell us is absolute fact. The depths of our slumbers are being plumbed, and our ignorance, our illusions, as they are touched by us, tickle, sting, numb. Anger too comes up, but as we discover the cons in our discussions, it clears that muck out of us. And we emerge from it, this process, with eyes newly opened, lungs full of oxygen. Before I'd been given Paul and saw Prince, I'd say, there is mystery. Woefully ignorant, I now see. Not that saying this is wrong, just misleading. Unformed and so capable in its inchoate state of being used to reinforce power's lies. I needed more information to gain a clearer picture, a closer understanding of what happened and is happening. So I could be a participant in helping to resolve the unfinished business of millennia. Getting free, certainly, but there's also that little matter of prophecy, or shall we say the law of faith, or shall we say God, and honoring the prophets. Ironic, a bit, that those who give us the gifts that enable us to see the truth and with it face our fear of punishment by the state for our bigness, the prophets, have been turned by power into oddities or madmen, their stories rewritten to the advantage of rule, used to suppress and infantilize, the very opposite of what they're here to do, restore our full measure of faith, the full scale of our lives. Ironic. That prophecy itself, the concept of it, if not the reality of it, is the reality of it ever discussed, ever acknowledged? I think it's just denied, nullified by making it a magic trick, or fairy tale, or a curiosity, a puzzle, which must wait for more data to solve, is turned into a tool used against us, a stigma belief in it, used to smear and discredit all who honor the prophets. But prophecy is key to knowing what happened. Its theft may, in fact, be interwoven with the abandonment of children, the explanation for our slavery, which now takes the form of global fascism.